Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town.
A little Heartland music bringing us back 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thank you for helping me continue to celebrate our anniversary, 13 years of the Small Business Advocate Show, celebrating this week. And I'm glad to say that Paul Sarvati has joined us to help us celebrate. Paul is the chairman, CEO, and the founder of Administaff. And Paul, welcome back. Thanks again for staying with me. And thanks, congratulations on your great success. You basically founded the professional employer organization industry. And your story is a great American success story. You founded the company in the 80s. You went public in the 90s. You guys are still growing. So when I look at you, and you know, and when I think of all the opportunities that people have, that Americans have, or anyone has who is in America, to follow their dream, it's a very exciting thing. It's a blessing that I think maybe some of us take for granted sometimes. And I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about your ideas of where entrepreneurship is in America right now.
Well, I think the spirit of entrepreneurship is strong and will continue because it's part of our DNA. You know, if you look at the very beginning of our nation, you had people come from all over the world to start brand new and fresh and taking immense, huge risk. And that became the seed pool, if you will, for who we are right. And what we are today. And, you know, then you had the period of immigration, heavy immigration in the early 1900s, and the same thing happened again. Basically, we gleaned from throughout the world those who were ready and willing to take a risk and were hardworking people and people who were looking for opportunity. And so, you know, to me, it's in our blood, it's in our DNA, and we're a great example to the world of what you can do when you're ready to innovate and take a risk.
Well, I agree, and when you compare United States to say Europe, where they're more hidebound and they've got you know hundreds and if not thousands of years of baggage that Americans don't have. I mean, if we don't like something around here, if something doesn't work, we get rid of it.
Well, we're blessed to have a system, both a financial system, a political system, and a culture that allows us to break out and to not have to live with the status quo.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. What do you see as some of the threats to entrepreneurship that allowed you to start your business and me to start my business and to grow it to whatever we – however hard we wanted to work and however smart we wanted to work allowed us to do that? What do you think are some of the threats that are out there now?
Well, you know, beyond the normal things of too much regulation and too much interference that we get from – maybe sometimes government intrusion at any level, federal, you know, state or local. But I am concerned to some degree about the perceptions and more of the kind of class warfare that has kind of landed on owners and operators of businesses.
Yeah.
And, you know, that used to be something that you could be proud of and should be proud of, and we should celebrate the success when somebody starts with nothing or very little and turns it into something that supports our economy. And we should celebrate that, and too often we're not doing that.
Well, in fact, those people you're just talking about get a lot of lip service in the media and in Washington, but there's not a lot of support for that group. And it's almost like they use us as a pawn in their arguments, isn't it?
Well, there's quite a disconnect between saying you want to support small business, but then being so having so much angst towards someone who turns a small one into a big one.
Right.
I mean, when do you turn from the hero to Darth Vader in that scenario?
Right.
You know.
Well, you know, and I agree with you. And when I hear politicians continue to talk about, they think they're doing a good thing when they say we're going to support the middle class, but what they don't realize is, when they use any kind of class as separating out from another class, they're creating a form of class warfare, aren't they?
Well, you know, and it's a shame because I work with small businesses all across the country, and one of the things that always amazes me is the philanthropic, the community involvement, the small business community is the heart and soul of every community when it comes to supporting the community in all types of community involvement, whether it's through the chamber or through all the nonprofit organizations in the area. And I hate to see us choking that off.
They give back. They sure do all across. That's one of the reasons why they're my heroes, and I know you agree with me on that. Paul Sarvati, founder of Administaff, thank you for being here today. Good job, as always.
Thank you, Jim, and congratulations again.
Thank you very much. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back in the next hour. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.